I'm Bill Littlefield, and we're devoting this hour of Only a Game to the question, should college athletes get paid?
And in light of the most recent college basketball scandal, a growing number of people are answering yes to that question.
That's Only a Game's Karen Given. Without question, some college players are being exploited, but that doesn't mean others don't benefit from the system.
You're absolutely right. The NCAA didn't respond to our requests for comment on this story, but according to their website, NCAA schools give out $2.9 billion in athletic scholarships to about 150,000 athletes every year. And that's huge, especially for athletes in non-revenue sports like volleyball, fencing, and crew. But it's actually pretty hard to find someone who really understands how much money big-time football and men's basketball bring in and who feels like those players shouldn't be paid.
But you found someone.
Of course we did.
The penetration, the pass, Gottlieb is very good with that basketball.
Doug Gottlieb played for Oklahoma State from 1997 to 2000, and I asked him to tell me a story about why he loved playing college basketball. He told me about this one game. It's not on his YouTube highlight reel.
My first year at Oklahoma State, we end up getting the NCAA tournament, playing Duke in the second round, and we lost.
The game had been tied with 2.5 minutes to go. Afterwards, Doug was down. He was sure that with a break here or there, his team would have won.
So we fly home, and the next day in school is St. Patrick's Day. Everybody kind of leaves class and goes and has, you know, green eggs and green beer. And I just remember being kind of the toast of the town. Here, come drink this beer. Hey, you know, meet my sister. I'd like you to take her out. You know, these are my buddies, hang out around us. And everybody just wanted to come up and shake our hand and say, hey, next year. And boy, that was awesome. And what a fun run. Like, run. We won one game. We lost one game. But it was just kind of that moment. I was like, all right, this is kind of what it's about. And I think you ask 95% of the guys and they'll tell you, man, that was, if I could go back and do it again today and sacrifice all that I have for one more year of eligibility, I'd do it. And you can count me among that crew.
Though Doug played pro basketball, he never made it to the NBA. His real career success has come as a commentator for ESPN, CBS Sports, and now Fox Sports.
And the thing you learn mostly in college is how to make connections for the next phase of your life. And when I left Oklahoma State, I had established kind of a bit of a brand for myself as a loquacious student athlete that helped me get opportunities, which has allowed me to be in this profession for 15 years.
Doug doesn't believe he was exploited by Oklahoma State. He says as an athlete, he was recruited by schools that never would have considered him if not for basketball. He graduated debt-free and...
You remember when people used to wait in line to register for classes?
Yeah.
We didn't. Right? When laptops first came out, remember how, oh, it's so great you have a laptop? I had a laptop every year I was in school. You know how hard it is to find a good tutor? No, it wasn't. You just asked your academic advisor and you got the best tutor and you never paid a dime for it. Like, you didn't have to worry about anything. You just have to show up. And if you show up and you do your job, you have a great time.
It's interesting, Karen, that Doug Gottlieb calls it a job because there's no salary. Compensation isn't set by the free market. It's limited by the NCAA.
Yeah, and economists have pointed out the NCAA has basically fixed the price for college athletes. And an organization that fixes prices
is called a cartel.
Right.
So what can college athletes do about that?